Hello and welcome to Raise Your Vibe and Heal. On today's episode, we are going to be pulling a couple of cards for you, and we're going to be talking briefly about your life's purpose and how you can connect with your soul more intentionally. At the end of this podcast, we will be channeling a brief meditation for you to connect with that soul's purpose. And if you are new to this podcast, my name is Lisa Snyder. I am a medium and medical intuitive, as well as a spiritual empowerment teacher. Welcome back. So I pulled two cards for you today. The first is from the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle deck by Radley Valentine. And the second is from the Denise Lynn Soul Coaching Oracle cards. Now, the first card is number 12, embrace your life purpose. I am guiding you towards your divine life purpose. Whatever makes your heart joyful is what you're meant to be doing. So really feel and think into what that card means for you. What is your life purpose? And if you're saying, Lisa, I don't know what my life purpose is, think about this next card I pulled for you. The second card I pulled for you is playfulness. And how can you identify what your life purpose is? Well, when you're in a state of joy, when you're in a state of playfulness, when you are in that creative imagination space, it allows your higher self, your soul, to help give the information that you are looking for. I choose to believe that if you are listening to this podcast, you are choosing to be part of the solution, as am I. And what does that mean? You are choosing to work on yourself and what you can do to energetically shift, whether it's your inner child, what you can do to release stress, what you can do to release pain. And when you do that, when you work on yourself, you are helping to raise the overall vibrational frequency for the collective. And I want to remind you of how powerful you are and the power of connecting with your higher self. When you connect through heart center, not the head, not the brain, but heart center. Don't worry about knowing all the chakras. Don't worry about knowing all the energy centers. Let's keep it super simple. Connect with your heart. And when you choose to be part of the solution, you are working on yourself. You may go through some difficult times. You may be going through some really challenging times, which could be a dark night of the soul. Like myself, I recently came out of the dark night of the soul as I navigated the ending of a 28 and a half year marriage and went through the divorce process. Not fun. But what it did was it really showed me opportunities of growth, where I could grow and what needed to be healed. I discovered that not only were they opportunities to heal this lifetime experiences, but other, or you could call them past life experiences. So keep that in mind as you are embracing your life purpose. If you know what that is, fabulous. I encourage you to remember not to put it in a box. When I started on this journey and opened up to spirit and I started channeling, and it took me some time before I actually shared it. I had no idea 8.5 years ago where this path was going to lead me. I had no idea that I would be divorced and living in North Carolina. I thought it was going to look one way, and it has transformed into something so much better and so much bigger. So start with what you choose as your starting point with your life purpose. Embrace that and love that. And know that as long as you have a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset, that this is going to help your soul, your higher self, guide you perfectly. And playfulness is a very important part of that. Playfulness allows you to be in that state of creativity and imagination. Playfulness allows you to be in that higher vibrational state. Because let's think about this. What feels better? Drudgery work or play? What feels better? I know what feels better to me. Play. Whatever that means. Play. It's lighter. It's fun. And when you're in a state of where it's fun, it's easier for your guidance system, your team, your soul, to give you more direction and wisdom. So if you're sitting there saying, Lisa, I have no idea what my life purpose is, I encourage you to remember to stay open and not be attached to the outcome. I'd like to share a brief story with you of how your higher self can help you and how you can work with other people's higher selves. 6 years ago, I believe it was about 6 years ago, I went and did a meditation. And I had the intention that I wanted to connect with my father-in-law at the time, who was in spirit. And I was like, okay, I'm going to do this meditation. It was a guided meditation. Boom, boom, boom. Next thing I knew, I was connecting with the higher self, the soul of my mom. Now, my mom is still here. She's still here having a human experience. And that shocked me because I had been estranged from my parents for many years. Now, the reason I know that this was true is because I wasn't thinking about her. I was thinking about my father-in-law, but instead my mom's higher self came forward. I just knew to express and share with her what I'd always wanted to say that I knew I could never say to her in person. I expressed my frustrations. I expressed apologies. I expressed disappointments. And then I was able to, once I had released that and spoken with her higher self, I was able to switch to, I'm so grateful that we have this relationship because you signed up for this experience. It really has caused me and encouraged me to stand on my own 2 feet. Now, what came next shocked me. And when I say shocked me, for somebody who had started channeling 2 years prior, this was big. So some of you know that when Spirit first got my intention that they were going to start working with me energetically more intentionally, I started smelling bonfire smoke in the weirdest places. I was in a gymnasium watching my daughter play high school volleyball. I was in a car in a snowstorm because I used to live in Minnesota. And I was smelling bonfire smoke. Now you might say, well, Lisa, you have some sort of a medical condition. That thought did occur to me. Luckily at that time, I was working with somebody who was very intuitive. She was a psychic, very well-respected psychic medium. And she made it very clear that it was a sign that my team wanted to work with me. So getting back to the story of when I was connecting with my mom's higher self. Now, again, remember, we're estranged. We're not speaking. It had probably been 20 years since I had spoken with my mom. My mom's higher self comes forward. I get to say everything I want to say. I express how I feel. I'm also expressing gratitude and appreciation and love. Came out of that meditation, and very quickly, not only did I smell bonfire smoke, but I could physically feel pressure moving from the right side of my face to the left side of my face. And then it increased as the evening went on. And honestly, for somebody who's in this line of work, you would think, well, of course, there is an energetic adjustment, but I needed to experience that firsthand. I had never heard that you could speak with somebody's higher self like that before. It was like the channeling. It just got brought into my life. And then I intuitively knew this was something I could do. That you can speak with somebody, their higher self, regardless of if they're on this side or they're in spirit. It's all the same thing. We can connect with the higher self. You also can connect, and you should connect intentionally with your highest self. So what happened? So for the next several hours, I was Googling all the medical conditions as possibly could be. My daughter was laughing because she happened to be home from college at the time. And she was laughing. She's like, Mom, of course, this is your team. There's an energetic shift that's happening. But, you know, of course, the skeptic in me was still, well, maybe there's something medical going on. Bonfire smoke was very intense. The shifting went back. I mean, literally, it felt like something was underneath my face, shifting from the right, shifting to the left. By morning, it was done. And I felt differently. You know what happened? There was a healing. There was an energy that I was carrying that needed to get released. And I needed to experience that firsthand so I could share this with you. So I know without a doubt, A, you can connect with not only other people's highest selves, but more importantly, your highest self. And just as a follow-up, this is a really cool thing. 2 years later, when I started going through the divorce process and I reached out to my parents, it started the beginning of a texting relationship with my parents. Is it ever going to be the Norman Rockwell picture? Probably not. but it was enough of a healing that we went from years of not speaking to now we are having a more intentional connection. And that is such an amazing gift. So how does this help you? Well, let's get back to embracing your life purpose and playfulness. Your soul wants you to have fun. Your soul, yes, of course, do all the normal things you have to do as part of a human experience. I get that. I'm not saying completely change your life unless you feel guided to, but the playfulness is going to help you connect with your higher self, and it will help you get the downloads of information that you need. Now, I'm going to walk you through a little bit of a breath work. As you know, I'm a certified breathwork coach, and I will be introducing a workshop in March. I will be teaching breathwork and some mindfulness, and I'm still receiving downloads from my team and my higher self on what this is exactly going to look like, but more information will be coming out soon. So if you're interested in getting onto my newsletter community, I encourage you to visit my website at lisahsnyder.com/gift, G-I-F-T. And when you join the newsletter community as a thank you, you're going to receive a 7-minute channeled, you know, I call it a meditation, but it's really guiding you through your energy centers. It's helping you to release and clear, which is what we're talking about today, so that you are able to connect with your higher self even more intentionally. And that way, if you join the newsletter, you'll get all the latest updates. You know how this works. And my newsletter goes out about once a month. So now let's tune into your life's purpose. And if you don't know what it is, that's fine. I'm going to just walk you through this really quick. So let's place your feet on the ground. Let's feel that connection with Mother Earth. Mother Earth is a living, breathing being. And Mother Earth signed up for an amazingly challenging experience. And sometimes we forget that she is spirit just like we are. So we're connecting with Mother Earth, who allows us to live here and have these experiences. So really feel that connection with her. Surrounding this session with all who are present with the gold and white light, let's envision our hearts connected and connected with divine source of love and light and our highest self, which truly connects us all. And setting the intention to receive whatever information will support you on this journey. And also always setting the intention that you are inviting in and working with the highest vibrational frequency of love and light. And I invite you to put your soul in charge. Your soul will keep you perfectly in alignment. Thank you. All right, so what they're talking about here is they just want you to bring in the breath and just breathe however you feel guided at this particular moment. And they want you to bring that breath into your throat and imagine that breath is clearing and releasing what no longer serves you here at your throat. And they want you now to bring that breath down into your heart center and imagine that breath is just clearing out and releasing what no longer serves you at heart center. And the energies that you are releasing, you can either send them to Mother Earth, who will transmute those energies, or you can give them to Spirit of love and light. They're now bringing you to the base of your spine. Base of your spine, safety, security, basic needs being met. They want you to take the breath and they want you to move that breath around the base of your spine, releasing what doesn't serve you here. Now they're bringing forth love. Connect with your heart center, not your head. Feel into your heart center. Feel the connection with your heart center, your line of connection with your higher self, your soul. Set the intention. You are very powerful. And this is the time for you to honor your power. So make that connection with your higher self. Ask for clear communication with your higher self. Ask that the information you receive from your higher self serves your highest good. Beautiful. I'm seeing butterflies that are coming down the pipeline here. It's like butterflies are coming down from your higher self down into your heart center. And when I see the butterflies, butterflies are reminding me of light and playfulness. Take another nice cleansing breath. Feeling centered and balanced and grounded. Let's bring in Mother Earth's green healing energy from her core. Bring that into the soles of your feet. Feeling that connection and set the intention that you are grounded, centered, and balanced like roots of a tree. And you can bring those roots all the way up to the base of your spine if that helps you as well. Sending our love and appreciation to Mother Earth, our love and appreciation to divine source of love and light, which is where our soul resides. Sending love and appreciation to one another and to the one, to the all, to the connectedness. Please remember, we are fully supported, we are fully protected, and we are fully loved. Please remember to go on this journey with playfulness and connecting with love to your higher self and remembering that you are part of the solution. Until next time, have a fabulous week. Love and blessings.